Hello again. You're listening to the news at one. Britain's Prince Harry has begun giving evidence in his case against the Daily Mirror's publisher over alleged unlawful information gathering. In his witness statement, Prince Harry described the impact the press had on his life. The Mirror group of newspapers has admitted phone hacking in other cases, but it denies it happened in any of the stories about Prince Harry and says there's no evidence to support his allegations. Well, Julian Drucker is correspondent with Channel 5 News in the UK and has been following the proceedings this morning. Julian, thanks for taking our call. So what has been happening this morning?
So much detail this morning. The second son of the king on his first day of evidence, and they're going through this witness statement at page after page, paragraph after paragraph, so much in it. I think one of the top lines in it is where Prince Harry has said that the government is at, quote, rock bottom, and he is talking about press freedom and, you know, the way in which the press carries on in the country. In this statement, he said, on a national level at the moment, our country is judged globally by the state of our press and our government, both of which I believe are at rock bottom. So he was talking about issues like that. And it's also been incredibly personal as well. He has spoken about all of these stories over the years, which he says the Mirror Group newspapers obtained unlawfully. The Mirror Group newspapers deny that. But Prince Harry's saying, you know, he got cast into a specific role by the tabloid press. And in this statement, he says, you know, you're either the playboy prince, the failure, the dropout, or in my case, the thicko, the cheat, the underage drinker, the irresponsible drug taker. So some really detailed and emotional testimony that we're hearing in the High Court today.
And goes back very many years, right back to his school days. So there's a huge period of time being covered in this.
Absolutely, yes. So we're going through all these stories from the early noughties and even further. This is, he's trying to prove that these reporters obtained these stories unlawfully. This is between 1996, when he was only 12 years old, and 2010. So we're hearing so much about his teenage years, about his relationships with Chelsea Davy, who he was seeing at the time. All of these stories appeared, and he is arguing that these stories were obtained via hacking. And also just the relationship with his mother is being discussed. And he says the stories he used to read about her and about the man that she was seeing at the time for some years, James Hewitt. He says, you know, the tabloids were inciting hatred, and for publishing or hinting that James Hewitt was his father. The reality is that Diana didn't meet Mr. Hewitt until after Harry was born, but he has just given this sense of this tough teenage years that he had, and he blames this all on the tabloids.
Now, his cross-examination has got underway by counsel for the Daily Mirror. At this stage, what's emerging about the approach they're taking?
Well, this lawyer is kind of harsh. I mean, at the moment, Prince Harry started very quietly. He seems to have grown in confidence over the morning. He made a joke at one point as he handled a really heavy folder. He joked that his lawyer was trying to give him a workout. As such was the volume of all the stuff in front of him. It is so unusual to see, obviously, a member of the royal family in the witness box. This is something that hasn't happened for around 130 years or so. But it is playing out at the moment as people expected. It is difficult for both sides, and obviously, ultimately, it is for the judge to decide.
Mm. And Julian, just finally, how long is Prince Harry expected to be in the witness box? How long are the proceedings expected to continue for?
Well, this is expected to go on for possibly until this time tomorrow. He should be in the witness box. At some point, a decision will be made on whether they're going to hear from anyone else. And obviously, this case will reflect on other cases being brought by the estate of pop star George Michael and the footballer Ian Wright. So there is a lot to play for. And as I say, it comes down to this judge's decision ultimately.
Julian Drucker from Channel 5 News, thank you very much for that.